In 1930, philosopher and historian Mircea Eliade was a young man studying in Calcutta, India. There he met and fell in love with Moitra Devi, the daughter of his philosophy teacher. 3 years later, Eliade published a novel about their affair entitled Bengal Nights. It was translated into dozens of languages and even made into a French film in 1987. Moitra Devi, however, didn't read Eliade's novel until 1972, and when she did, she published a romantic refutation entitled It Does Not Die. The two autobiographical novels have just been republished, and critic Maureen Corrigan has a review.
You remember that charming theory of love Plato proposes in the Symposium? He says that long ago, we humans were sliced in half by Zeus. Consequently, we spend a good part of our lives searching for that preordained romantic partner who will make us whole. I don't think Plato's theory of the missing half holds up that well with people, but with books, he may be onto something. When philosopher Mircea Eliade published his novel Bengal Nights in 1933, it quickly became known as a masterwork of sensuality. But Moitra Devi's novel, It Does Not Die, fills out the larger love story that Eliade only began. Devi's story is more elegiac than erotic. After all, she wrote it some 40 years after her affair with Eliade ended. More than anything else, Devi conveys an incessant yearning for vanished youth and second chances. I don't know if Eliade and Devi would have been compatible life partners, but their books were made for each other. Eliade and Devi both agree on how they met in 1930. Eliade was then a 23-year-old Romanian student who moved in with Devi's family. Devi herself was a 16-year-old poet and protege of the Nobel Prize-winning Bengali writer Tagore. A romance sprang up between the two young people. Devi's father became enraged, and he tossed Eliade out of the house. Beyond these bare-bones events, Eliade's and Devi's separate accounts of their relationship and its aftermath read like transcripts from a particularly tense couples therapy session. Eliade dwells lusciously on the affair, which he says was physical. For a metaphysician, Eliade is surprisingly adept at evoking bodily pleasures. Here, for instance, is his swooning description of watching Moitra get a foot massage from one of her female relatives named Lilu. Moitra lifted the hem of her sari and went over to Lilu. Lilu began squeezing Moitra's leg between her ankles, and Moitra quivered. Those lazy sweeps along the calf, the clenched fingers, the heel pressed against the skin, followed by the kneading of flesh, warm and shuddering, gave me the feeling I was watching the most intimate of love scenes. Makes your toes tingle, doesn't it? Devi claims that playing footsie and kissing was as far as she and Eliade ever went. Because her novel lacks the sex scenes that set Bengal Nights ablaze, it seems at first rather tame. Part one of the book details what life was like for upper caste Indian women during the early decades of this century. But It Does Not Die is like one of those innocent-looking cocktails that all of a sudden makes your knees buckle. When Devi was in her 50s and finally read Bengal Nights, she became so overwhelmed by memory and desire, she even began having out-of-body experiences in which she returned to 1930. Devi also conveys her passionate longing to find the elderly Eliade and confront him with the erotic lies she insists he's written. In her outrage, Devi pays rueful testament to the enduring power of literature. She says, "My name shall remain tied with that total stranger. Social relations, even blood relations, end with death. But the tie he has created is unbreakable." Now that Eliade and Devi are both dead, her prediction has come true. They are bound together by the fictional fantasies and half-truths they each created in these two extraordinary books.
Maureen Corrigan teaches at Georgetown University. She reviewed Bengal Nights by Mircea Eliade and It Does Not Die by Moitra Devi.